Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll find out what Agnes's Table is and tell you more about their big fundraiser coming up Saturday night, December 2nd in Chippewa Falls. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIV and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The Facebook page for Agnes's Table of Chippewa Falls says Agnes's Table and Community Center's mission is to provide meals, hospitality, and advocacy to our community, the Chippewa Falls community. They've got a big fundraiser coming up on Saturday night, December 2nd, that we'll be talking more about. I recently had a chance to sit down with Agnes's Table's new executive director, Angela Maloney, and began by asking her, first of all, tell us about Agnes's Table.
Oh, yes. Okay, so Agnes's Table is a free community meal program and food pantry. We serve breakfast Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 8 to 10:30. And then we serve dinner on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights from 5 to 6:30. It's very open, everyone's welcome type of a deal, regardless of where you are in your situation. Maybe you just need some support for a couple of meals, or maybe you need support long term. It's just a safe place for you to come and receive a hot meal and groceries for your food, for your pantry at home.
So when and how did you become executive director?
It's a fate thing, right? It's a God thing. I had volunteered at Agnes's Table when Allie Sullivan was there and was our cook and running Agnes's Table. And my dad had a special place for that. Growing up, my dad would always take us to volunteer at soup kitchens, or he would buy meals like at McDonald's, and we pass them out to homeless folks in our city when we lived in the southern part of the United States. And so it's something that my dad has always done and instilled in me to volunteer. And so being able to do that with my friend Allie was perfect. And then my dad passed away in 2020, and I kind of fell into a big depression and didn't get off my couch for days and weeks on end. And one day, after about a year and a half after my dad had passed, I was like, this isn't working. And so I started looking for a job. I applied at a place here in Halley, and thought that's where I want to work. I was really excited about it. And I got home and I started thinking about it more and thought that would be a paycheck. I need something for me, for my heart, for my skills, for just for me. I'd been a stay-at-home mom for 11 years. So I started searching through Indeed. And the minute I saw that Agnes's Table was hiring, I jumped all over it. And I basically went in there and pled my case, showed my skill set, said I've never worked in nonprofit before, but I'll work harder than anybody you ever can hire, and I'll pour everything I have into this, because that's what I needed. I needed something. As moms, right, we're always like, our kids are our life, but realistically, they're going to grow up and move on and have their own lives, and you have to have something left. And so that's what I was looking for when I saw that Agnes's Table was hiring, and they took a gamble on me, and I think they made a really good choice. I think they made a good choice.
I think they did too. Tell me about the need for Agnes's Table in Chippewa Falls, the need it's filling. Yeah, tell me about that a little bit more.
So I think one of the things that most of our folks that live in Chippewa Falls or Chippewa County don't realize is the amount of folks that are living below a livable wage, if you will. You know, I think we're very familiar with the term, the federal poverty level. You know, we see that, we hear about that quite a bit, but we don't hear about commonly, it's something I never heard about, is something called the ALICE population, or the ALICE report. And ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed. So that, this is a report that's put out from the United Way every year. And in Chippewa City, 46% of our population that live in the city of Chippewa Falls alone is at that ALICE level. So this means these are folks that are working, they're paying taxes, they're contributing members of society, and yet their income level is at such a point that they can't self-sustain. So they depend on services like we provide at Agnes's Table. Chippewa County, that number is a little bit lower. It's 36%, but still pretty high if you consider, you know, 30 to 40% of our people aren't able to provide even though they're working. Then you have the poverty level, which is below that, right? So the need is just growing. When I started last year, I don't remember seeing the influx at our food pantry. We were serving maybe 20 families a day. Now we're serving upwards of 40 families at our food pantry. We've had record-setting meal nights where we've had over 210 people come for dinner in one night. So as the economy kind of ebbs and flows, right, as we're recovering from things during the pandemic, we're also seeing that ebb and flow within our facility. And so it's not just groceries. It's not just hot meals. It's things like hygiene items, you know, laundry detergents, that type of stuff. So it's kind of a neat, I say neat and not neat, cool, but just it's interesting to kind of look at where we are economically, where we are in our city, and how that directly impacts what the nonprofits see. You know, I have the privilege of meeting with a number of nonprofits in the Chippewa community alone, where we talk about the needs and how scary it is going into the heating season, especially because now, you know, families were making choices before as like, you know, new school clothes or how many school pictures am I going to get versus paying my bills and my groceries. And now we're talking about heating and feeding our families. So, yeah, the need is huge.
I saw you a while back and you talked about the fact that as you stepped in, you were like, wow, you guys don't do a fundraiser. We got to do a fundraiser. And so you've come up with a unique one. An 80s prom murder mystery dinner fundraiser, December 2nd at the Heidi Center for the Arts from 5 to 11. What an evening.
I know. It is going to be awesome. First of all, 80s. Like, let's just stop right there. Aquanet, big hair, flashy colors. Like, you cannot go wrong with 80s. So I have a volunteer that her name is Tanya, and she has what is called the Twisted Tales of Terror, which is the haunted trail out at Govins. And so they have dipped their toe into murder mysteries, and they've done murder mysteries. They did the Humane Association one earlier in the spring. And so they have volunteered their services for our event, which is amazing. So you're going to come into the Heidi Center, which the Heidi Center speaks for itself. It's just a beautiful space to have an event, and it's classic. So you'll walk in, we're going to transform it back to the 80s for you. It'll be totally awesome, totally rad, the whole nine yards. And so there'll be silent auctions, there'll be raffles, there'll be even a spot for you to bring your prom date and get that classic prom picture. We have some volunteers from the Chippewa Falls School District that are going to come and take those pictures for you. So it's just going to be a great night of fun and philanthropy. And it's 80s. Like, I literally cannot even say that enough. It's going to be 80s.
And in fact, the mystery begins at 5:30 in the evening, but where is dinner along the way?
So dinner's going to come in about 6:30, give you some time to get to meet the characters, the actors. I had never been to a murder mystery before, so that was the
first. I can't say I've ever been either. So
yeah, I had never been. So it was the first order of business was to attend one. So I attended one at the Heidi Center. It was a fundraiser for the Yellowstone Trail. Amazing event. So fun. The actors come right to your table and engage with you. And so your level of involvement really dictates your experience or the folks at your table. If you're more quiet, like I was the first round, I didn't really know what to do. You kind of just observe. But once that second group of actors came, I had it down and I was like starting to ask questions and how do you feel and who do you think? And so that's where the experience really happens, is working with the actors. And our actors, I have heard, are a little on the shady side. They can be bribed.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes. They take bribes, I guess.
And is it something that ultimately benefits Agnes's table?
100%. It all goes right back to Agnes's table. So just part of it. So I had to tell my committee, like, please keep me away from that aspect because I can be a little competitive and I don't know that this is something that I need to be solving. So yeah, it'll be very fun and interactive, and the actors are going to make the whole experience. And I think that they will grab those that are maybe a little hesitant to ask questions. I think they'll kind of pull you out of your shell and get you more involved. And you might even be surprised at just how competitive you can be at these things.
So I'm so clueless about how a murder mystery dinner works. I mean, is the ultimate person who committed the crime one of the actors or somebody in attendance?
Oh, no, it's one of the actors.
Okay.
Yes. So they're going to walk you through basically a storyline, if you will, and they're dressed up in character. It's 80s prom, so they'll be dressed like everybody else, which will make it just that much more fun, and kind of explain the turn of events on how the characters unfold and interact with each other so that you have the opportunity to guess who the murderer is.
So you've got seating for how many for the big December 2nd to Agnes's Table murder mystery prom dinner fundraiser?
We have seating for 200 folks. So we're excited. We have some awesome sponsors that have partnered with us to make sure this event goes off without a hitch. Amanda Schneider with Edina Realty is our presenting sponsor, and she's also helping plan the event. So just that extra backing from her is so important to us, and it really speaks to the level of commitment within the committee. Also Northwestern Bank, if you do anything in Chippewa Falls, you got to have Northwestern Bank stamp on that. They're behind all of the great things that move in this community. So we're really, really honored to have their support. And I think they're going to have a good time. I hear that Jerry really enjoys the 80s himself. So it'll be interesting to see who's able to solve the murder between all the guests and the sponsors.
So how does that go in terms of you like write down on a card and submit that, or how does that all work?
Yes, there'll be some paperwork in front of you, a schedule of events, if you will, kind of how things are going to unfold, and then opportunities to vote. You can vote for who you felt was the actor or the murderer. You can also vote for the best dressed actors and that kind of stuff. We want to make it more it's interactive as it is, but we're trying to pull the little pieces that kind of set it apart from other murder mysteries just to make it more of a whole experience that encompasses what we are as Agnes's Table.
Wow. It's the same night as the Chippewa Christmas Parade.
I'm aware. I know. We toss that around a lot. And we just figured this isn't a kid event. You know, it's not for the youth. The parade, while it's geared towards more of the youth, I have a lot of friends that are super stoked about the parade too. So we do know that it's a bit of a conflict if you're parade goers, but most of the folks that we've been talking to, it isn't an issue for them, you know? So.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. Well, we at least addressed that. Okay.
Yes.
So again, what does somebody have to do, go ahead and get registered? You know, where are you at? As we record this interview, on November 15th, where are you at, and how close up to the event can they get tickets?
You can get tickets all the way up until right the day before the event. We're not going to close that. We don't want to limit anybody who might be on the fence, possibly somebody trying to find childcare, work through some different things going on in the community. So yeah, we're not going to limit that at all. And again, to get tickets, you can go to our Facebook page, which is just Agnes's Table, and it's pinned right up at the top so you can see it. And we're just constantly spinning different marketing angles on that. You can always call me at 715-861-3892, and I can email you a link directly. You can email us at director@legacycommunitycenter.org or admin@legacycommunitycenter.org, and Kayla can also hook you up with tickets as well.
But it sounds like a good starting place is Agnes's Table Facebook page.
You bet. That's where most of our information is right now, and on LinkedIn.
All right. It's, again, December 2nd, the 80s prom murder mystery dinner fundraiser, Heidi Center for the Arts for Agnes's Table. And Angela Maloney, thanks so much.
Thank you, Halvo. Have a good day.
The executive director of Chippewa Falls, Agnes's Table, Angela Maloney, on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. And again, their big fundraiser, the 80s prom murder mystery dinner fundraiser, this Saturday night, December 2nd, 5 to 11 p.m. at the Heidi Center for the Arts. $100 per ticket includes an ace dinner, a terrific silent auction, great raffles, and more. All the proceeds from the event will support the mission as big things lie ahead for Agnes's Table. Again, learn more at their Facebook page or by going to their website, legacycommunitycenter.org. That's all one word, legacycommunitycenter.org. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, focusing on Agnes's Table, their 20th anniversary celebration, and their big fundraiser this Saturday night in Chippewa Falls. The preceding, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Good night.